It states on the website for the university that you're passionate about social justice, which clearly that stands out. One of the things that I thought was maybe indicative of that is your name, Jody Tessing Ritter. It's a hyphenated name. I'm 60, so this stuff is kind of old hat. I think you're young maybe compared to me.
A little bit younger, yes.
Yes. So you went with a hyphenated name, which is not atypical, and I already told you before we got on the air that my name helps me. This is actually a name that my wife and I made up, because I figured that this kind of assumption that we're going to take the name of someone's father is actually kind of a microaggression, if you will. It's the water that we swim in. So what was your motivation behind taking Tessing Ritter? And did your husband take Tessing Ritter as well, I suppose, your kids?
He did, and my kids did as well. For me, I was either going to keep my name or would hyphenate, and my husband was willing to, if my husband would, and he was willing to, and our kids are all Tessing Ritter too, and I wasn't interested in the patriarchy associated with having to give up my name. It was a huge part of who I am and my identity, and just because I happened to be born a woman, it just didn't seem to make sense. So it's a hard name to say, so, you know, sometimes people trip over it, but it's really a huge part of my identity, and I'm really glad that I was able to keep my name.
And I'm just curious about your choice. So one of the reasons I chose to make up a new name or take a new name with my wife, and both of us were something else, we weren't helpsmeet growing up, was because I figured the next generation then has to make the decision. So your kids, who are Tessing Ritter, when they marry someone who's Johnson Masters and they become Tessing Ritter Johnson's Masters. I think it's kind of complicated. What are your thoughts about the next generation? For the first generation, it makes sense to me. Actually, I have a son who is a hyphenated by a previous marriage.
You know, I think it gets to be up to them. One of the things that I've done, my children have been with me on the, in fact, my 7-year-old was 6 months old on our very first trip, and I took him along with me. So my kids have been with me on the trip multiple times and trying to expose them to social justice pretty much in every fabric of how we live our lives. So I think that they'll get to decide what their name means to them, and they'll get to make those choices based on their own lived experience and their own identity. So I'm going to leave it up to them.
I think that's a little bit like saying it's their problem. Although my son, by the way, whose last name is Judkins-Fisher, Judkins being my maiden name, so to speak, he often goes by the name Fishkins now.
Ah, love it. Love it.
He's considered legally changing his name to that.